Today we head west of the Mississippi to the state of Illinois. Yes, that's correct. West of the Mississippi to Illinois. And it's brought to you by Cargill, who for 150 years has been working side by side with farmers and the ag community. Cargill thanks you for being a part of that success. Learn more at CargillAg.com. We hope you enjoy hearing the American countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
Kaskaskia, Illinois was established in 1703 on the Kaskaskia River, about 5 miles above its confluence with the Mississippi. It was the first capital of the territory and the state. By the late 1870s, though, Mother Nature was changing the geography here.
For 2 or 3 years, according to some of the eyewitness accounts, there had been a lot of ice in the rivers, and then the ice dams would build, and so it just would cause a lot of damage along those banks.
Emily Lyon says those ice dams caused the Mississippi River to begin cutting a new channel. Eventually, only a 300-foot strip of land kept the Mississippi from joining the Kaskaskia River nearly 10 miles above its original confluence.
1881 is when it made the final cut through. It had been sort of changing and forming a sort of horseshoe bend in there for many years.
Suddenly, the town of Kaskaskia was no longer on the Kaskaskia River. It was now on the Mississippi. Not only that, it was on the west side of the Mississippi, cut off from the rest of the state of Illinois. A handful of people still live in the town. Lyon still attends church here.
The incorporated village is a 15-block area. The island itself is 14,000 acres with 10,000 acres inside the levee.
Traveling the countryside west of the Mississippi in Kaskaskia, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.